With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You serious?
So there's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Right now you're killing some time with me, Marcus Bronzy.
And me, Funk Butcher.
How you doing with your fine ass self? I'm talking to you, not Funk. So Funk, man, I like to think you are more politically aware than me. You read more papers and stuff than me. I'm slightly more ignorant, as in very more ignorant. You sent something to myself and producer Bill today that made my jaw drop. I've taken it as gospel. Bruv.
Yeah?
Is it true?
Well,
Is it true, Funk? Is it true what I have seen?
Well,
what have we seen, Funk?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, yesterday, Monday, it was called Monday. Was it called Blue Monday? That's what it was called, and it was called the one of the bluest Mondays that we're ever gonna have, because this week there's some significant news happening. So obviously the news has kind of incorporates, well, both of them incorporate most of the world, but the main one that everyone's focused on is the 20th is the inauguration of Donald Trump as the United States president, which nobody saw coming. And another piece of news is this big announcement from our Prime Minister Theresa May on Brexit. What is Brexit? And how is Brexit going to affect us? So Theresa May kind of laid out her plans on Brexit, whether it's going to be hard Brexit or soft Brexit, whether Britain is going to be able to retain some autonomy, even though we've opted to leave. How that's going to work, nobody knows. The head of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, has kind of pressed her to kind of say, elaborate. What do you mean? You can't be in and out. I was always taught you can't have your cake and eat it. Theresa May thinks otherwise. So as a result of this, we are now, the pound, the sterling, is now weaker than the euro. And over here in the UK, the thing about the UK, the significance of this, of the UK, is that the UK, the climate over here is absolutely abysmal. Any chance UK citizens get, they want to get away. They want to get to sunny shores, to the beaches and so forth. If they can't get as far afield as places like Barbados or the Seychelles, or parts of Southern Asia, then yeah, the Costa del Sol will do. But now even that's looking a bit tetchy because of the valuation of the pound against the euro.
I've always known the pound to be strong. I've always liked breaking down my holiday money.
Yeah.
And being like, money, 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 money. Money. But And this is definitely not, I mean, this isn't the euro getting stronger, this is the pound getting weaker, yeah?
Yeah.
So what does this mean for us now? Does this mean that we're just looked down upon, like, huh, look at you with your little weak, small pound?
Yeah. Well, what it means is, in a weird way, is that we've become a lot more attractive to investment. A lot of people are going to want to come over here and spend. But what it does mean is for things like pensions, a lot of pensions are tied into like overseas companies and are tied and associated with the euro. They will lose their valuation. What I've noticed also is that a lot of companies overseas are drawing their staff back to the UK. It's just it's just not financially viable for them to be spending overseas and whatnot. And obviously there's some companies trying to kind of use the information, and at this point in time it's all about the perception. There is no actuality. The markets aren't real. It's how you perceive the markets, but how people are reacting to it is allowing companies such as Apple, such as Toblerone, to kind of use that as a way of kind of hiding certain costs. Certain hidden company costs are getting hidden.
So how's Toblerone doing it? Toblerone, the chocolate bar company, they hit it by making their chocolate bar have less chocolate in it.
Yeah, so Toblerone, the chocolate bar company, have reduced the sizes of their chocolates, but citing that the ingredients now cost a lot more in Europe.
So a European Toblerone is a different type of Toblerone,
though. I guess so, yeah.
So you get less nuts in your Snickers here. Is that what you're trying to say? My Snickers packs less nuts.
But I don't know about you. Have you been to the States?
Yeah.
But haven't our burgers always been smaller than the Americans? And all of... So in that case...
Our burgers are weak, man, compared to over there.
Have you been in Brexit for the last, 20 years?
Yeah, I come over here after going to In-N-Out on the West Coast. I come here, I look at Five Guys, I spit on the floor and I walk away. Takes about 3 months of being back in the UK till Five Guys looks delicious to me after having that delicious American burger out there. Anyway, so people were saying on your Facebook that this was a troll. This isn't true.
Some people were saying it was a troll. I mean,
the have fact we got some live data, Billy? You do want to scream out what do you get if you trade a pound now?
So it's 1.16 euro to the pound.
So it's close. So if we went to a shop, though, that he could take that 16p and we could be getting a little...
Yeah.
It's that 16 cents and we could be getting a... Wow. There was a time I remember that you get $2 for a quid here.
Yeah.
And that's when I was going to New York.
Yeah.
I was buying... Why do you think I got all those fucked up pairs of Timberlands, Funk? Yeah. I had money to burn.
Yeah. I honestly can't see those days coming back.
Wow.
Not in our lifetime.
Wow. What a positive way to start today's show. What a positive way to start the show. Apparently, it's going to affect the App Store as well. Apps are going to go up from 79 pence here to 99p here.
Yeah.
Matching the 99 cent cost in the US. So, we're paying... Wow, this is all because of Brexit.
So, here's what I was talking about before, where certain companies are using the news to kind of hide their own internal... And
because it's not happened yet.
No, it hasn't.
So, how can Apple charge us more if it's not happened yet?
Apple have made two price hikes since the announcement of the news of Brexit and us leaving the Europe. The first price hike happened the day after, or I think the week after, when Apple decided to kind of increase the price of all their Apple products. I think something like 10% or something like that, 10-15%.
Yeah.
And everyone kind of was up in arms about that, because for a company that there was no logical reason for them to kind of hike their price. I mean, again, they make most of their products in they make their Mac Pro in Texas, but I think most of the products are made in China.
Why is it made in Texas? Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
The Mac Pro is made in Texas. It's actually got
I'm just on my MacBook Pro. The Mac Pro. Sorry. Oh, that's why I thought we'd know about it. But yeah, so I don't know if this 20p bothers me that much. You know? I'm all right at it. 79, 89, I'm all right at it.
Yeah.
But is this are we just going to have to be used to being in that country now where our shit ain't expensive no more? I used to like that. American people, damn, man, when I come to your country, man, my money's weak. I'm like, yeah. But now it's like, I don't know, it's just a pride thing for me, man.
Yeah. I think the problem is going to be with tech companies.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a real, real, real problem. Because obviously tech is the most expensive thing that people spend on as part of their disposable income. If it does have a considerable price hike in the UK, then some companies might be like, well, our TVs and computers, they don't really do as well on British shores.
Mm. So sales could be down.
Mm.
We shall see.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Should we go into something a bit lighter now?
Go on.
All right, I made a promise that I can't keep. I'm not asking you, Funk, because I know for all intents and purposes what your answer is going to be. I'm asking you, the listener, do you watch pirate TV?
You?
Yes, you. Are you watching pirate TV right now while we're running in the background?
Like Jack Sparrow?
Yeah, exactly. Do you watch Game of Thrones? Have you watched Game of Thrones before it came out here in the UK? You can get caught. ISPs in Britain, internet service providers for us mere mortals, including Virgin, TalkTalk, Sky and BT, are going to be sending letters to the homes of people who pirate TV shows. Starting the 17th of January, people can expect letters through their door. For torrent users, they're going to be targeted first rather than people that use streaming video services. And all the letter entails is where to get content legally. It's part of the government's Get It Right campaign. So is every single person in the UK going to get a letter, bruv?
Insane.
I swear you can stumble upon streaming without even trying to.
So are they going to penalise people that, I don't know.
What if you share Wi-Fi?
Or what if you've hit a pop-up?
Yeah.
So if you hit a pop-up, do you get penalised for the fact that you've actually not directed yourself to that page?
Interesting.
That's a bit unfair.
Interesting. Apparently it's going to say something like this though. Oh, we've got some copy. Get It Right is a government-backed campaign acting for copyright owners who think their content's been shared without permission. It looks like someone's been using your broadband to share copyrighted material. That means things like music, film, sport or books. And as your broadband provider, we have to let you know when this happens. However, what isn't known is like, what are people going to, like, come on. If everyone ignores this letter, what are they going to do? Is it going to be like that thing that we found out where people were downloading music and stuff off Napster and you find out one person got sued for $1 million that they didn't have? Is that what's going to happen again?
Well, what normally happens is they'll have a few scapegoats. Somebody will have to kind of play the piper for this, for the exercise to kind of be proven. They can't spend government taxpayers' money sending out all these letters for no reason. There has to be some sort of kickback and some people will get prosecuted.
I think they've been squashed. They're being getting pressure from the industry. But here's the quick fix for this shit, yeah?
Yeah.
Get the shows high quality to the viewer before the pirates get them. That means sometimes you have to do what Netflix do.
Yeah.
When it drops, it's dropped.
Yeah.
Don't do, we're going to give you this season soon. Get it out there. Yeah. You know, give us a whole season. Don't give us one episode a week.
Yeah.
Get the whole season out there. Don't release an episode in America four days before it comes out in the UK or 4 days before it comes out in America in the UK. Because someone's going to pirate it and get it over there.
But there's some shows in America that never, there's no way you can watch over there because of regional restrictions.
Well, then that's ridiculous because you're just losing out on money.
Yeah. But they don't see it like because obviously they're,
that's like
that would be like an American network. So for instance, you know that Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
There's no way you can watch that over here because of the restrictions.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. That's ridiculous. So that's like saying, right.
So I guess that encourages.
No, Michael Jackson music can be sold in the UK. Mm-hmm. Put that in the papers and see how much pirated Michael Jackson music there is going to be now.
But I guess it's the same on iTunes. I've noticed that obviously iTunes has different regions, and some iTunes can only be sold in the US Apple store.
Yeah.
And again, if the artist is really popular,
yeah,
I mean, popular artists tend to have their stuff worldwide, but some maybe popular niche acts, it will encourage piracy in that regard, because if they have their fan base will get their material.
But then, they need to ignore this regional stuff, because the internet isn't regional. The internet's worldwide.
Yeah.
We can all access it.
Yeah.
So just distribute everywhere at the same time.
Yeah.
Just deal with it. Do you know what I mean? Like, all right, if it's 9 a.m. one country, it might be 9 a.m. a few hours later. That's right. You can't fight that. But
I think the regional restrictions is more a case of Apple saying, if you want your music as the artist, around the world, you have to pay us more.
Okay, right.
We're not just going to give you a flat rate and we just put it on iTunes so someone else in good Japan. We don't want you to access that market for the same rate as whoever, because...
Yeah, why can't they though? I want them... I think they should now. If you release a single here, Funk, you're a producer, and I can't buy that legally in the States, but I want to play it tonight in the club and I've tried to buy it.
Yeah.
I've tried.
Yeah.
And I can't have it.
Yeah.
And I want to play it in the club.
Yeah.
What would you do? You've tried your best to buy it. Sorry, I'm not going to play my set in the club and smash down the club with a tune that I like.
I don't know. I mean, I guess that's dependent on the artist.
Yeah.
So if you've got a real, true independent artist that doesn't have the financial backing of majors, and they can only get their stuff on local platforms, let's say to iTunes Europe, and that's all that artist can afford, then I guess that's a case of him being put in that situation by his budget.
Yeah. I'm going to PayPal them a fiver. I'm going to say, what's your PayPal? Hey, Guetta, what's your PayPal? You're singling out yet. I need to play it in the club. Crazy, man. I don't know. I just feel like the more freely available it is, the less piracy there'll be.
Yeah.
The easier. It's not just about making it hard for pirates.
Yeah.
It's about making it easier for the legitimate way. Like Netflix.
Yeah.
Is great for streaming, no fucking around. If your internet's half decent, it's no messing around, you get loads of great content. Netflix, I've never known Netflix to be down, not working, you know.
Yeah.
It's a reasonable price. Yeah. And look at that model, like you said a few episodes back, it's smashing it. Yeah. Like,
I think it shows how far we've come, because if you remember back in the day, you used to go to the cinemas in the UK, you'd get the piracy adverts, which had a dodgy looking guy in the market, and he was...
Hey, mate.
Want to buy some DVDs? So it was a bit easier to kind of stop the physical distribution of something like that. And but this is complete different territory. They stopped the Napster thing, but they didn't really stop music piracy. They just took down one big company and they kind of sat back, and the music industry said, we're taking a win for this. But they didn't really do anything. So even if they stop some of the big... streaming companies out there, I think ones like Pirate Bay, I think it operates out of Holland, or they've got servers anywhere, which is very hard to actually track the hub of the company. You take that down, there's loads, there's millions or hundreds that will pop up
when they took down Napster. iTunes was like the cheap alternative, so you need the cheap alternative, and Netflix is there, so
is they took down Napster, but they didn't take down LimeWire or BearShare or the others that kind of popped up in its place. So it is very, very hard in the digital age. So unless like you said, the companies find a faster way to distribute this music, which is kind of what has happened with the kind of artists like Beyonce and Kendrick, who release the music as and when it comes out, they put it up for sale because they know they can't beat piracy.
Exactly.
So they might as well find a way to maximize their profit.
Exactly. Right. Anyway, from piracy to Man Robots. South Korean robotics firm Hankook Mirai Technology have created something called Method 2. It weighs 1.5 tons. And, I mean, people compare it to one of the amplified mobility platform suits in Avatar, one of these robots that they run around with.
Okay.
But I like to think of it as one of the bosses in the RoboCop films. If you've ever watched the original RoboCop films, there's a robot which this looks kind of like, except it hasn't got a person in it. In fact, maybe it is a bit more like the one from Avatar. But basically, these are built for humans to work in extremely hazardous environments for construction sites, but probably military stuff, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. It's a biosuit, Funk. Mm-hmm. 1.5 tons of armor.
Mm-hmm.
I am so excited about stuff like this because I didn't know if I'd ever see this in my lifetime.
Yeah.
But there's actual suits that people can walk around with a rocket launcher on one arm and a chainsaw on the other.
Mm.
I mean, I think this is going straight to the military. I mean, there's a video for this. And we'll put that video up at howtokillanhour.com/blog.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, these hefty ass suits are here, Funk.
Very, very sick.
They're here, they exist.
Bio boosting armor. That is actually the tag of a Japanese anime called
MacGyver.
MacGyver. Yeah.
That was, he had to say that to activate it, didn't he? But he couldn't say Guyver. He had to go.
See, that was a bit different because that was organic. But it is a case of mechanized robot armor that has, which kind of amplifies the strength of the user.
I think it's some cool ass shit, man.
Yeah.
Great for people. I mean, I'm just thinking, listen, how good would that be for crowd control at football matches? So, who are ya?
I think someone's gonna die.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't want this in the wrong hands. You don't want this in the hands of a dictator. Imagine if Trump had this on Friday.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, exactly.
And he could wear it and walk around in it.
He probably forced people to come to his inauguration because there's not going to be anyone there. Can you please leave your house? Put on your Sunday best.
Boy.
It starts at 8.
I mean, I didn't know if we'd actually genuinely see this. I thought this was something that would be, I thought we'd see like a little bit of robotic help, but I didn't know there'd be a machine we can climb inside. They do cost £6.8 million though, in English, which is a bit of a crazy price. Not the sort of price tag that I think I could honestly go to the shops and cop one whenever I wanted to.
That's what it actually looks like. It looks like a cross between that mechanized robot in RoboCop 2, the one he fights, and the Metal Gear machine.
Ah.
Yeah, and the Metal Gear machine is controlled by a human.
There we go.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why they need these things to be manned now. I wouldn't mind an unmanned version of those.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind an unmanned version of those and to have a Robot Wars.
Yeah.
But instead of people driving around little things that run on wheelchair motors, I want two big ass robots jumping around, smashing each other up.
But you know what the theory is, though, isn't it?
Hugh Jackman film where there's he's a boxing robots.
Yeah.
Oh, what's it called again? It's like a Disney film.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman. What was it called?
It's like a whack Disney film, like John Carter.
Real Steel.
That was it. I liked it, man. I almost brought a tear to my eye that film.
What's that film? John Carter.
John Carter. Yeah, nah, that was whack.
That film and Real Steel, apparently they nearly bankrupted Disney.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that why they had to? Real Steel almost made me cry, man. Real Steel was, I don't know what, it just touched a nerve in my heart, man.
Tears of pain.
Something about robots boxing each other up. I don't know what it did.
But you know, with the whole human element, you know my theory in that is it's to kind of assume liability. You don't want no machine running the, because that's funny. In RoboCop 2, when that machine started going haywire and killing people, the company got in trouble for it.
Ah.
Yeah. So
if it's a person.
Yeah.
They can get in trouble for it. Yeah. We'll see. I don't know. I just thought it'd be something fun to bring to the table after talking about Brexit and shit like that, man. It's crazy, man. We've got some new ways of killing time that we're going to be getting involved with on the show as well. We've got some new activities we're going to be doing this week. We'll be talking to you about next week.
Yeah.
Some of it's gaming related. Mm-hmm. Some of it is non-gaming related. We've been doing some more experiences. Who knows? We might have some more underwear on the way as well. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. What sort of stuff would you fancy on this show? Let's put it out in the ether, Funk. What would you like? Ether.
Yeah, I like my games and my apps.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gaming, yeah. If there's something you think we should have on
not
the show.
Not just gaming apps, but apps in general. Apps,
fair enough. Or if there's something you, the listener, thinks we should have on the show, like let us know. Like, say, hey guys, dickheads, go try this out for us, because I don't know whether it's worth me spending my money on it. So you try it out.
Yeah.
Let us know whether it's worthwhile. There's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. I've been Marcus Bronzy.
I've been Funk Butcher.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And thank you for killing some time with us.